With Black Friday fast approaching, South Africans are gearing up for a weekend of massive deals, high pressure, and emotional decision-making. But while the excitement can be tempting, many consumers are unwillingly driven by psychological triggers such as FOMO, urgency, and social pressure, often leading to overspending and financial regret. To unpack how shoppers can outsmart these emotional traps and approach Black Friday with intention, we are speaking to Esther Osher, Product Head of Integrated Advice at FNB. Black Friday has become as much an emotional event as it is a shopping one. From your perspective, what psychological triggers are retailers tapping into that make consumers especially vulnerable to impulsive spending?
Yeah, so I think that it's first of all fascinating that Black Friday is only supposed to be a day and now it's suddenly a month long. And we really are getting, you know, this absolute push from the retailers that's going into this whole thing of the fear of missing out, as you mentioned, as the countdown timers that come through as well. And also, if you underscore that with the economic pressure that people are feeling out there, they really do have this sort of push into this urgency and social comparison, which really amplifies the sort of fear of missing out that I need to take this deal. And the consumer does need to be very cautious about how they react to this.
I mean, we spoke about the fear of missing out. Many South Africans experience this in an intense way. How can shoppers recognize when their emotions, rather than their needs, are driving their buying decisions?
Yes, I think it's important that they need to understand the psychological relationship that they have with their finances and what are the emotional triggers that actually get to them. And I want to say it's almost, you start with the basics of financial literacy, which is a life skill. And, you know, this is where your sort of podcast and your radio slot is so important, is getting to understand what is your financial literacy and where you can upskill yourself with the knowledge and the tools to actually, you know, sort of think and pause and reflect of, you know, is this a good decision that I need to do? And then, of course, awareness is very, very important. You know, make sure that you don't step into this trap of, you know, it's the holiday season, it is emotionally charged, and because of that, I'm not going to go into impulse spending.
You often speak about building a personal Black Friday filter. What practical steps can consumers take to create this filter and use it to pause and reevaluate purchases before actually checking out?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that they can do, and I think the first thing is sort of, you know, they're creating a little bit of digital distance. So there's a couple of ways that you can do this. The first thing is, if you've got apps that you do shopping on, make sure that they're geared so that they're not very easy to get hold of. And then when you're adding stuff to your cart, make sure that you've got a sort of a little bit of an extra step in. So you have to actually enter your cart. Don't save your cart to that. And something that I quite like doing is sort of, you know, having a spend limit for that day, that impulse day. You know, if it's above this particular amount, I sort of wait until the next day before I purchase it, to really create that little bit of a think, pause, and reflect component. And then, you know, really sort of set aside, and I don't want to knock Black Friday completely because there is an opportunity for a good deal, but you really do need to set aside a fixed amount for non-essential items. So if you say, listen, I want to buy a new TV, for instance, really do give yourself, I'm only going to spend up to this amount, and this is the TV that I'm looking at. So you don't get caught up with this sort of hype of spending and just clicking and, you know, going and buying things that you potentially don't need.
We tend to feel that missing out means losing out, like what you just mentioned, that it could actually be a good bargain. Why might skipping a deal actually be the smarter financial decision? And how can people become more comfortable with that mindset of missing out?
Yeah, so I think, you know, even if you pay 50% less, it's still 50% more that you're spending, if that makes sense. You know, it's still money that's leaving your pocket. It's still money that, you know, could potentially have been used for something else. It could be going towards your longer-term goals. And I think that's the important thing, is look at what your values are and if you are spending towards your values. So if your values are being debt-free, if your values are, you know, potentially having a good education for your kids, and this spending isn't aligned to that, you really do need to think a little bit more about where your money is going and potentially start thinking about putting in small recurring amounts towards your values, as opposed to this big sort of once-a-year spend that could put you into debt.
For those still hoping to take advantage of Black Friday without actually falling into debt or regret, what are your top planning and intentional spending tips to help them shop wisely and to protect their financial wellness?
So there's a couple of components, and obviously every person is individual here. So I would say, first of all, create a list of things that you want to buy. Don't just buy because it seems like a good idea. So, you know, this is a good time that you can potentially get specials on things like stationery for kids' school fees next year. You know, very often kids just need things like tablets for school for next year. You might be able to get a good deal on that. So make a list of things that are essential. Prioritize that in the shopping. And then, of course, keep a good eye on the retailers and compare retailers. So compare between A, B, and C, and see who has got the best deal. And start doing that now, leading up to Black Friday, so that you can see, is this a deal that you're getting a proper deal? And then, of course, make sure that you set an overall budget on what you want to spend on Black Friday so that you don't overspend on Black Friday and then, of course, get caught up in that absolute hype.
What advice would you give someone who's going into Black Friday blindsided with no budget, nothing, just hoping to pick and choose when they get to the store?
Yeah, so I would say be a little bit cautious about that. Maybe take a little bit of a breath. Don't walk around the store. I'm not saying don't walk around the store. Don't walk around the store. Make a note. Say, yes, that looks like a good deal. Yes, that looks a good idea, like a good idea. And then go and have a cup of coffee somewhere. With your notes, with your list, and say, okay, is this something that I really need? Is it something that I want? Is it something that I have the money for? Or is this a case that I am getting caught up with a FOMO? Just give yourself that little bit of a beat so that you can not get caught up in this impulsive spending. And then, of course, just make sure, is it something that you are getting driven to because you're being pushed by the triggers? Or is it something that you genuinely need? That financial self-awareness is actually going to be vitally important going into this so that you know that you're spending on the things that you want to.
As we head into one of the biggest shopping periods of the year, Esther's insights remind us that mindful spending is one of the most powerful financial tools we have. By recognizing emotional triggers and setting clear boundaries, consumers can avoid debt, reduce stress, and make choices that genuinely serve their financial goals. OFM News spoke to Esther Osher, Product Head of Integrated Advice at FNB. Zenande Mbame, OFM.